So today marks the most auspicious anniversary appearance of the Bhagavad Gita, known as Gita Jayanti. So I just selected the apex verse from Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is chapter 18, text number 66, chapter entitled The Perfection of Renunciation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chant. Take the translation, some words at a time. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of a religion. A knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, a knowledge of the Super Soul, a knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of social life, a knowledge of the renounced order of life, a knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation, etc. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now, in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions. For the Lord personally promises to protect him. In the seventh chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the Supreme Savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto Him. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 11, text 676. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vajanam rakshisya Iti Vishvaso Goptritve Varanam Tata Atmanikshepa Karpanye Sanvida Saranagati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order, but if by executing his duty one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reactions. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he is all attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman vision, and some of them are attracted by the super soul feature, etc. But one who is attracted to the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, a devotional service to Krishna in full consciousness is the most confidential part of Bhagavad Gita. And this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma yogis, empiric philosophers, mystics and devotees are all called transcendentalists. But one who is a pure devotee is the best of all. The particular words used here, ma suchaha, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry, are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender unto Krishna. But such worry is useless. In the early 70s, there was one, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. His name was Krishnadas. So Krishnadas was struggling like anything with his mind and senses. And he wanted to approach Srila Prabhupada with his difficulty of his mind and senses. But he did not have the courage and potency to do so. In other words, he wants to do it, at the same time, he cannot bring himself to do it. So he wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. And in the letter he mentioned that my Krishna consciousness is being filled with so many stumbling blocks. Like that. Now, stumbling indicates that you will fall. And then you will get up. And then you will fall. So this is what was happening to him. He was in Krishna consciousness. He was out of Krishna consciousness. He was in Krishna consciousness. And he was out of Krishna consciousness. Stumbling. Falling, getting up. Falling, getting up. So he wrote to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada replied his letter after some time. And he said that you mentioned that your pathway, this bhakti mark, your pathway is filled with stumbling blocks. But do you know that I can kick all those stumbling blocks immediately with one kick of my boot? I will kick immediately. provided you accept my guidance. So this particular verse, Sarva Dharmam Parijagya Mamekam Saranam Vraja, it states that if you surrender to Krishna, he will protect you from all aham tvam sarva pap. He will protect you from all sinful reactions. And Krishna is saying, I guarantee it. Ma suchaha. Do not worry, do not fear. I guarantee it. He's saying like that. So how come when we practice Krishna consciousness, we still suffer sinful reactions? Like sometimes some devotee may get sick. You know? Some devotee may be involved in some legal litigation. Like that. And some devotee may not have any sinful reaction. He joins and is purified. But by being in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he has to sacrifice by doing some activities on behalf of the temple or society. And he gets that reaction of a type of service. Like that. So how is this? That Krishna is saying, Ma suchaha. Do not worry, do not fear. I guarantee, but still we suffer. How is that? Like that. And then Rupa Goswami tells us, Hiya yasya hare dasya. You know, jivan mukta uchyate. This verse is there. It's like a devotee, when he's engaged in devotional service, he is completely free from this karmana manasagira. He's completely free from this karma manasagira. And he is a jivan mukta. He is liberated. So therefore, when one is engaged in devotional service, one is always liberated regardless of one's material condition. But still devotees suffer. So how is this understood, this particular verse? So Srila Prabhupada clarifies in the purport. He says in one feature of this purport, thus one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. And this is quite popular in India. When you ask someone to chant Hare Krishna, they'll say, when Bhagavan wills it. You know, when Krishna gives me a sign, then I'll start. Like that. And some others may say, well, you know, I'm not pure. When I become pure, then I will chant Hare Krishna and engage in devotional service. So Prabhupada is mentioning this point. Thus one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process of Sarva Dharmam Parijagya. The Prabhupada says, to such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Krishna, he is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. But still we suffer, right? As devotees. So one time, Srila Prabhupada in the Bowery, before he got 26 Second Avenue, our first ISKCON temple, he was walking with his disciples because he was living at that time in a loft, like an artist's loft, before he got this place at 26 Second Avenue. So he was walking with some of his early disciples. And he said, you see that man? So they look. So they saw that that man was drinking a bottle of liquor with great relish. Ras. Taste. He was enjoying like anything. So Srila Prabhupada said, you see that man? So the disciples were figuring it out in the conscience. What is this, Prabhupada? Is this man? Is this? fallen, he's intoxicated, he's drinking some liquor, like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, if only he could taste that wine as the taste of Krishna. And he stopped. If only he could. So here we find that even if you do not surrender to Krishna, that person who is completely surrendered to Krishna makes it available. Therefore, Prabhupada used to sign off his letters, "You're ever a well wisher." See, he was wishing well for this person who is not free from the activities of sinful reaction and is engaging in an activity that is sinful, that will bring him reaction also. But Prabhupada is well wisher. Just see. If you could only feel that that taste of wine is Krishna. So disciples were shocked. What is this? So even if he's not Sarva Dhaman Parichagya, the Acharya, the pure devotee who is surrendered, is wishing well. And when the devotee related this pastime to me, he said he may have believed that that person who Prabhupada is referring to as wishing well, without him knowing Prabhupada wished him well, became a devotee later on. So even if you do not surrender to Krishna, the persons who are surrendered will bring you to that point, even if you are not free from your sinful activity, and even if you are in the process of engaging in sinful activity. It's such a magnanimous thing. So that's one feature of this understanding of this particular verse. Another understanding is that if you are trying your best to completely surrender to Krishna, irrespective of whether you have stumbling blocks, irrespective of whether you are inclined in the subtle mind, subtle intelligence and the ego, you are inclined towards sinful activity. But on the gross platform, you are strictly following the four principles. Like that. So what does Krishna do? Krishna says, "You have surrendered to me because you are following the four principles and you are chanting minimum 16 rounds daily. So therefore, I promised, Ma Suchaha, that I guarantee that I will protect you from all sinful reactions." But still, devotees go through challenges, difficulties, obstacles. So how is it that Krishna has promised and we still go through that? How is that? What does Krishna do? Krishna keeps his word. At that moment when you surrender to Krishna, he takes all your sinful reaction and he keeps it in his storeroom, in his stock. Now Krishna is a papa vidham. He can associate with something that is not auspicious and still remain auspicious, like sun can purify filthy plates by its rays and still be pure. Like that. See? So Krishna keeps the stock of the sinful reaction of the devotee. And the devotee is free from karma, from the modes of material nature. He's free. So now the modes of material nature are not acting on him anymore. So when the devotee is struggling with one's mind and senses, despite following the four regulative principles and chanting minimum 16 rounds daily. So what does Krishna do? He administers a token of that stock towards you. He personally administers reaction. That is called Ma Suchaha. He personally gives you some reaction from your own stock of sinful reaction. And Prabhupada often uses the word token. You heard this word before? Token. So he administers. And then the devotee goes through difficulties in his spiritual life that makes him come closer to Krishna. Because it is personally administered by the Lord or by the Lord's representatives, the disciplic succession. It is personally administered. That is called Master Chaha. And Prabhupada makes this point in the purport. It's personally administered. Like that. So one disciple, he could not go out and distribute books. Like that. He told Srila Prabhupada, it's too difficult. I can produce the books because I am in the BBT, but I cannot distribute them. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, you go and you distribute. But Prabhupada, I cannot. He said, but I am telling you to go. Like that. Prabhupada, it's very difficult. But I am telling you to go. Like that. So then Prabhupada explained that if you go through some inconvenience, that inconvenience is administered by the spiritual master, which is the stock of your sinful reaction, that is given to you not through the modes of material nature, but by the disciplic succession itself, as well as the Supreme Lord directly, through the disciplic succession. So he went and distributed books. And when he went out, and he came back, he did not have any obstacles when he distributed books. It was a blissful day. Like that. And then he got the realization that the difficulty is that it is only the difficulty that is the difficulty. You understand? It is only the difficulty that is the difficulty. The process of doing it is not difficult, but it is only the difficulty that is the difficulty. Because it is part of the subtle nature, that's all. It is not on the spiritual platform. In that sense. So then, in terms of Srila Prabhupada's mission for the book distribution marathon on Gita Jayanti Day, his famous words are this, para dukkha, dukkhi. That means the devotee or Vaishnav is sad to see others sad and is happy to see others. Is happy to see others happy in Krishna consciousness. And the paradukha dukhi also means that he is sad to see others are so-called happy in the sense gratification. That is also paradukha dukhi. In that sense. So one newspaper reporter, he approached Srila Prabhupada in the beginning days in New York City. And he said, why have you come here? We are happy. Everyone comes to New York to get material happiness. Why have you come here? And Srila Prabhupada said that my mission is to teach people that God lives and that we can live with Him. Because everyone says God is dead. Like that. And then the newspaper reporter asked, so where can I find that God lives? I said, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Like that. He said, you mean I can find that God lives in a book? Srila Prabhupada said, calmly and with great deep conviction, yes. The man was convinced. Just one word. Yes. He's convinced. The man was convinced. So therefore, dhira adhira dana priya priya karo. Now this man is very hard to preach to him. See? Because to the adhiras, most people are drunken in the bodily conception of life. Drunken in the bodily conception of life. So therefore it's very difficult to preach to those people. Like that. But we take the difficulty of giving them Krishna consciousness because most people are adhira. And that is the challenge for us to convince them. So another disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, it's very difficult, but at the same time, it is blissful. Can you explain? Like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, if in the process of engaging in Krishna consciousness you live, you still have to die. You still have to die. And he gave the example of Jatayu in Ramayana. Prabhupada gave the example of Jatayu in Ramayana. The Jatayu, in trying to stop Ravana in proceeding, of course, with the Maya Sita, not actual Sita, to Lanka on the Pushpaka, the chariot of Kuvera, Jatayu tried his best. And in the process of trying his best, Ravana was more powerful than him. He was more powerful than him. So Srila Prabhupada says, if you try your best in terms of serving the disciplic succession, in terms of the mission of Krishna consciousness, and you give your full life's energy to it, and even if you give up your life in serving, that pleases the Lord. Even if the adhiras, even if the obstacles to please to them is too extreme, more powerful than you. And he gave this example of Jatayu. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada gave another example. He said the son of Arjuna, what's his name? Abhimanyu. What happened? He gave his life in the service of the Lord's devotees. Otherwise the Pandavas would have been killed. He gave his life in the service of his devotees. He said, this is the mission. That we may not be successful, but our success is that we have given our fullest energy, full life to the service of the Lord. Even Srila Prabhupada was not successful, apparently, in Leela, in pastime. Apparently he was not successful. So Srila Prabhupada, he said, who will hear this message? And he was trying to figure out. And he was speaking his introduction to Bhagavad Gita to who? Nobody was there. Like that. And then he remembered Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's words. He said that it doesn't matter if nobody is there to preach to. It does not matter. You can preach to the four walls and they will hear you. And you can preach to the insects in the room and they will hear you. He remembered Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instructions. Because when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him this instruction to preach in the English-speaking language, he's wondering, how should I do this? And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta replied in that way. Even if nobody hears, it is your duty to follow my instruction. And do you know that Srila Prabhupada spoke his introduction to the Bhagavad Gita to who? To four walls. To the insects in the room. And his tape recorder was on. He was not even recording it on a dictaphone. Dictaphone means, yes, there's the dictaphone. I am recording to preach to the others. You know, for in terms of, you could say, you know, when you put in the dictaphone and then you put it into word form and then you put it in print. He wasn't doing that. He was doing this completely naturally and consciously, that he was speaking this introduction to Bhagavad Gita to the four walls, but he had the tape recorder on. He said, at least that much is there. And then later on, this is the most famous introduction to Bhagavad Gita and the entire planet. It's actually a Bhagavad Gita itself, the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. But primarily, initially, it was spoken to four walls. So Prabhupada was determined in his duty spiritually. He never gave it up, irrespective of result or not. Now, why do we distribute books? Anyone? Yes. Can't hear. Cannot hear.
Hare Krishna. We distribute books because whatever love we've received, whatever Krishna prem we've received, we should give it to others.
So we distribute books to give love for Krishna to others so that they can become devotees.
Yes, and whatever knowledge we've received, whatever little bit knowledge we've received, we should give it to others.
Okay,
that,
fine.
That pleases Guru, that pleases Srila Prabhupada.
All right, nice answer. Anyone else? Why do we distribute books? Okay, let's change the question. Why do we distribute prasada? So much is going to the schools anyway. Right? Anyone? Why do we distribute prasad? Give the microphone.
Distributing the mercy of Krishna.
To those who are bereft of the mercy. Fine. Then why do we distribute the holy name? Harinam? These are the three principal missionary activities. Why we distribute the holy name? Go on, Harinam.
To assist the conditioned souls on the progressive march back to Godhead.
To assist the conditioned souls on the progressive march back to Godhead. So you mean that when we distribute books, we make others Krishna conscious. Prasadam, same thing, and for the holy name. So you mean we are great preachers? I'm such a great preacher that I can purify others? I'm such a pure devotee, I have potency to purify others. Is that why we do this activity? Those who fell that way fell down. Hopelessly. Why do we do it? Again, I repeat the question. Why do we do it? Now think carefully.
Because Srila Prabhupada told us to do it.
Because Srila Prabhupada told you to do it. So if somebody tells you to do something, then only you will do it. That means it's mechanical. Huh? Because he told us. So we'll do. That's okay. Your answer is perfect. So in other words, if Prabhupada told you to do it, we do it. But at the same time, we want to please him, right? So that is why. You want to please him because he told us. That's fine. That's also there. So I'm just adding to your contribution. Somebody else? Yes.
For our own purification.
Yes. First and foremost. We distribute books, we distribute the holy name, and we distribute prasadam. Not that the conditioned souls need it. We need to do it. We need to do it. And why do we need to do it? We need to do these activities to maintain and keep ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Incidentally, by the way, as you do it, somebody will become devotee. By the way, that happens. But we need to do this. That is Prabhupada's consciousness. When he spoke the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, who was there? No one. He knew he needed to do it. So when we go out, we are doing this activity to keep ourselves in Krishna consciousness so that we do not fall down. That is the primary base or foundation of why we do these three things. If you do it for any other reason, you will fall down. This is the attitude of a attitude. Rupa Goswami says, Prabhupada translates, attitude of a preacher in the preface or introduction to Nectar of Devotion. Attitude of a preacher. Preface. And when you go deeper in that realization of distributing the holy name, distributing the books and distributing prasadam, then you'll go internally more, and one will come to the point, I am doing this activity not only to keep myself in Krishna consciousness, I am doing this activity so that I do not exploit and abuse others anymore. Because in the material world there's mutual exploitation and abuse. Many a big stalwart Sankirtan devotees have fallen by the wayside because they come across somebody who invites them for sense gratification in the field of book distribution, Harinam, and food for life. And what happens? They fall for the trap to again exploit and abuse. So that should be deep in the heart. I'm doing this because I have so much love for them, and my love means free from exploitation and abuse. So these are the two principal activities why we do this. To maintain our own Krishna consciousness, for our own purification. We need to do it. Not that they need us to preach to them. Like that. This is Prabhupada's consciousness. And that ties in with what Prabhu said. That we follow the request of the previous acharyas, Prabhupada, to please them. But you do this and that's the way it's going to be a pleasure for them. See? Do not save, Prabhupada gave famous analogy. Do not try to save a drowning man and then you also. He pulls you with. It's like that. All right, we'll take some questions or comments if anybody has. Microphone.
Hare Krishna. So, Prabhuji, we know that when we read Prabhupada books, we are actually associating with Prabhupada because Prabhupada said, I will be living through my books. So my question is that how much we should sincerely try to dedicate how much time of our day to read books, because it fluctuates from time to time because of service or something or other reasons. But main thing is at least minimum how much, or you know, if we can give, how much time we should try. And sometimes we have difficulties also because we can't focus, how to overcome that also.
You can only read Prabhupada's books if life is simple. Now, we may have given up the fashion of the material world, but we also may be fashionable within spiritual life. You know, sometimes one dhoti and kurta cost more than a pants and shirt. You understand my point? Yes. So what we do is, we leave the consciousness of fashion in the material world, but the consciousness has not changed for fashion in Krishna-related activities. So you have not changed. Because the consciousness has not changed. See? We leave all the boga and all the, you know, unmentionable stuff that we used to eat in the material world. But when we come to the spiritual nature and Krishna-related activities, we still eat as much as we used to eat in an enjoyable way materially. So the consciousness still comes into spiritual activities. So the consciousness has not changed, although the activity may have changed. And eventually the same activity will purify one to become simple. So when you live a simple life, then automatically there is attraction for activities like studying Prabhupada's books, for activities like distributing Prabhupada's books. You must live a simple life. Now, for a householder, grihastha, life is not simple. For a householder, life is not simple. There are complications. Because one cannot give up the attachments in household life. So we say you do not give up your attachment in household life. We say you extend your attachment. And how do you extend your attachment? If you have a little daughter and she wants a new dress, then how do you extend your attachment? Then you look at her friend in another devotee family who's also not very well-to-do materially. Then you say, for every dress I buy for you, let me extend my attachment to someone who you're not attached to. Another little girl in the congregation. So in that way, life will become simple. Why? Because your expenses become double. See? You cannot give up attachment, but extend your attachment to the greater family of devotees. And automatically, you teach the consciousness of living in opulence in your own grihastha ashram. You teach the others in your own family, let us share. Let us share. See? Like that. But what we normally do, we want to share everything only with the renunciants, the brahmacharis and sannyasis. See? Like that. We want to share. No, we have to share with the other greater family of devotee householders. Then the attachment will come to simple life. It will come to that point. Now how it works, it's inconceivable, but it works. You mean I should just do that? Yes, just do it. It works. One shot. Because the brahmachari or sannyasi, they don't need anything. You're giving something to someone who does not need. Give to someone who needs, extend your attachment. That is all. From your immediate family to the greater family of devotees. Then you'll find, immediately, you'll have an inclination to read Prabhupada's books. You'll have an inclination to do more service. And so many things. Life must become simple. Other questions? Let's take one from the Vaishnavis and Matajis. Anybody has question? Just to balance this. Anybody has question? Matas? Vaishnavis? Okay. So give the microphone. What time do we stop?
Hare Krishna. I'm wondering exactly if you could explain what it means to abandon all varieties of religion when Prabhupada gave us our sadhana bhakti, our deity worship. In the community we do yajñas, rituals, samskars.
Yes, this question was asked in the Western world. Prabhupada speaks according to and applies according to the time, circumstance and consciousness of people. We use time, circumstance and place. But he applies to time, circumstance and consciousness of the person. So he applied this verse when somebody said, what do we give up? He said, give up being Hindu, Christian, Muslim or Jew. Because that is dharma. That is dharma atta kama and moksha. That is mundane religiosity. In that category of the word dharma, sarva, dharmam parijagya. You give up all this mundane religiosity of being Hindu, Christian, Muslim, Jew or Buddhist. Given up. So he answered in that way. To that particular person with that particular consciousness of coming from Christian background. See? So if somebody asks the same question in India, he'll say, you give up gyan. You give up yoga, mysticism, and you give up karma, prescribed duties. So that consciousness of a person is different. Like that. You know this famous thing in India? You know, I'm doing my karma yoga and you do your bhakti yoga. I am happy, you are happy. Like that. And without me doing my karma yoga, how will you get donation? Because you can do bhakti based on my karma yoga. It's popular. It's popular. So that is sarva dharmam. Give up your activity of feeling that your activity in terms of bhakti is dependent on your activity. But bhakti is independent and free. Bhakti is only dependent on bhakti. Otherwise it's independent and free. This is sarva dharma. Another time Prabhupada answered the question, what is the sarva dharma? You give up your humanitarian and philanthropic activities. Because that is the dharma of some people. See? Dharma. So like that. That means sarva, all. All. No exception. All. Is that all right? We can take one last quick question if you have, or we can conclude for today. Anyone? Small one. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. This is like today's Gita Jayanti, and people are, devotees are trying their level best to go all out and distribute as many books as possible.
Why do you distribute?
To save ourselves from fall down.
Yes. Go in that consciousness. And the numbers, don't worry about the result. It will come by its own accord.
So, to inspire,
distribute as much as you can for your own purification.
So I was just requesting, is it possible you can tell some pastime of Sankirtan which you had your experience, you know, in distributing Prabhupada books and inspiring and helping.
Well, past Leela will take a long time. We don't have time. You can't just say anything quickly. It's time also. You have time, others may not have. I'm trying to distribute books presently by studying and teaching it. But I used to distribute books before. Therefore I got this name, Brihad Madangadas. So Brihad Madangadas doesn't mean necessarily that one who distributed books. Brihad Madangadas means one was a servant of those who distribute books. That is also another meaning. So we can help them to distribute, we can be the servant by organizing the distribution. So I used to do a lot of book distribution organization in different parts. And one time His Holiness Girat Swami told me that higher than book distribution is to organize the book distribution. I used to do both. He said, organize more so that more people can be engaged. Again. And to organize the book distribution is more austere than distributing the books itself. So it's a service that requires more yagya, more sacrifice on one's part. Is that okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gita Jayanti Mahamotsava ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon ki jai. Natai Gaur Premanande.